Well, I'm thinking we need to shake things out a little bit. You've been sitting in your seats for a couple hours now, and why not a little interlude? That's what I'm thinking. Here's the man who made it happen, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Interlude himself. Where is he? Ian Goldsmith, ladies and gentlemen. There he is. Okay, I thought he was there. How are you? Have a seat, man. Let's talk about what we got to do here. Because you got to do what you got to do, and you are Mr. Interlude, basically. Did you come up with the interlude?
It was me and actually two other guys.
Two other guys, mm-hmm. And it was a night of drinking, and then you decided to do some dance moves, or how did that work?
Yeah, you know, if you saw the dance, you might assume there was alcohol involved, but
yes, it appears.
You were actually just that goofy, so
that goofy naturally.
That
you
goofy
and your buddies,
yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And you had Michelle Obama doing this.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. After the dance kind of, you know, spread its wings and spread around the country, In February I got an email saying that we were requested to go down to Des Moines. She had a Let's Move initiative, kind of big kickoff event.
Mm-hmm.
There were about 12,000 fourth and fifth graders down there,
yeah.
Filling the Wells Fargo Arena. And we taught the dance, and Bob Harper from Biggest Loser was there, and Sean Johnson, the former Olympian, and some other cool people. So it was pretty neat.
Yeah. Really cool. It started at a Panther game, right?
Well, sort of. It actually started when Scott's one of the co-creators, we were in China together. And
you're in China?
We studied abroad in China, taught English at a summer camp, and, you know, they love dance pop over there, and, you know, Lady Gaga, Michael Jackson. I think I thought Michael Jackson was still a, like, current recording artist, so it was a little awkward for us, but... So we, you know, would have dance parties, and we would teach them this little song and dance that our friend Tyler had kind of made up. You know, he'd kind of run around and wave his arms to this song called Interlude by Attack Attack. And, you know, so we taught them, and they liked it, and we brought it back to our friends who were RAs in the same building as us, and we taught all them, and it kind of caught fire there, and it kind of just kept spreading and spreading, and then I made a video of a bunch of my friends doing it, and that was the original instructional video, and the beauty of the internet is anybody can see it, and so it just kind of spread from there.
Well, without further ado, let's get up here.
Sounds good.
And all of you are invited to join us. You don't have to, but come on down here, stage front. Now, the people at home here, you have to describe what the sort of the moves that we will be making as best you can.
Will do. All right, it's actually just six really easy steps. I promise they're easy. I've seen 2-year-olds and 90-year-olds do it, so everybody can do it. And the first step is you kind of just you shake it out a little bit, and you wiggle back and forth. We call this warming up around the fire. So you kind of just wiggling your fingers and shuffling back and forth. You know, you're warming up your hands, warming up your soul. The second step is kind of the main part of the dance, is what my friend Tyler made up. We just call it the interlude. It's where you just take your arms and kind of pump them up and down and just basically look goofy. Yep, just like... Yeah, the more movement, the better. Basically, the more goofy, the better, too. All right. Step three is my girlfriend actually made this name up for this. It's called Sparkles. It's where I'm going to have to put the mic down for this one. You do kind of a little goofy arm dance like this.
Okay, that's going to be hard to describe. That's going to be hard to describe, but it's kind of just going a little crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, just kind of, it's like your arms are sparklers, you know, you're all over the place. All right, step four is the ninja robot, and you do that in sync with the music. It's like you're doing the robot, but quick chops like a ninja.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yep, like that. Step five is you get down to the ground, so get those back stretched out. You got to go down, and it's fist pumping, so you actually just start down low, and then you raise it up, and it goes back into step six, which is just revenge of the interlude. So you do the interlude again.
Do it all over again. Yep. Let's get the music.
All right. You guys ready to do it?
Not clapping. We're clapping.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer, International. Adam Friedrich, producer. With assistance from Michelle Good, Lyle Anderson, Katie Drebs, and Diana Cook. Technical director Tom Blaine, with help from Aubrey Rauch and Brad Colbert. Oh.